Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. All right, so the holidays are behind us, but the holiday bills are just coming in. Why did you buy every kid in the family an Xbox? Really? Do you know what that did to your credit card balance anyway? So you might be looking for ways to earn a little extra money. Maybe not just this month, but every month from now on. If so, you do have plenty of options, many of which you won't even need to leave your home for. From cleaning up your clutter to finding ways to utilize your skills, you'll be surprised at the household items you can use to earn extra money. All right, here we go. Six ways you can boost your monthly budget without leaving the comfort of your home. The first one, recycling. Yes, it's environmentally friendly and great for the planet, but recycling is also a good way to make a little extra money. If you're looking to get a little creative with your recycling, try selling wine corks. That's right, your host said try selling wine corks. Selling corks won't make you rich, no, but you should earn enough to treat yourself to a tasty lunch or another bottle of wine. eBay is a great place to list wine corks you want to sell. Many crafters and businesses use old corks and will pay for them. Investopedia writes that you can expect around 5 cents per cork. All right, wait a minute. You need to make some. If you're in the market to try to earn more than maybe a quarter, maybe wine corks isn't for you. Anyway, we go on. Let's see. You can try selling them in bulk if you have enough saved up. You can also send them to Yem and Hart Green Materials, a company that recycles corks and will pay you for them. You must send at least 10 pounds worth of corks, and the corks must be pure cork. No synthetic or plastic ones are accepted. All right. Can I just jump out of the story for 1 minute? How do you get the corks? If you're not going to leave home and you're trying to make the money, so you got to sell the corks. So all of a sudden you have to become an excessive drinker to be able to get these. You know, I think that would bring other problems in life. Okay, you know what? I was able to come up with 400 corks this month to sell, and I made myself a solid $22, but now I have this massive drinking problem I have to deal with. Have you ever received a gift card or two that you're never going to use? How about this? You can send them to Gift Card Rescue, a company that takes unused gift cards and sends you money for them. The company will reimburse you for up to 92% of the gift card's total. You can also consider selling your cooking oil. As strange as it may seem, there are recycling centers and biodiesel firms that will gladly pay for used cooking oil. Start by looking at your local Craigslist page for ads soliciting oil. When you do find someone willing to buy it, you can expect to get anywhere from 33 cents to 66 cents per gallon, according to Investopedia. You know, each week when we do these stories for you, I try not to pre-read the story because I want to be surprised and I want to learn as you learn as well. This is just one, though, that it's, at least to this point, pretty hard to keep a straight face. All right, again, these are ways to earn money without leaving the house. Why you don't want to leave the house, that's a story for another day. How about garage sales? When it comes to garage sales, remain realistic with your prices. Don't try to recoup more than 25% of the original retail price. This according to Daily Finance. If your item is brand new, you may be able to get a bit more for it. Also consider teaming up with neighbors or other family members to make the garage sale bigger. And run an ad in the newspaper, if your town still has one, letting people know about your big ticket items. While you're at it, you can also sell your excess furniture. You don't need all that furniture. You know what? You got the couch, the love seat, out it goes. You have a few options here. First, you could sell your furniture at your garage sale with everything else. But if some of your bigger pieces don't sell, consider posting the furniture online using a site such as Craigslist, where you can find a whole lot of things, which lets you post large items for free. If you're going to use Craigslist, always insist on a cash transaction so you don't stress about checks bouncing like rubber balls. You can also consider using a consignment shop to sell your furniture. Just expect to split the profit. All right. We framed this whole story at the beginning with you have holiday bills, you got to pay them off somehow. So maybe a garage sale isn't really the answer if you're still sitting in 9 feet of snow in Buffalo, or perhaps you're in the upper Midwest somewhere, or someplace where it's cold and you don't want to sit outside because you're trying to sell your old coffee table. You know what I think has really impacted garage sales? eBay. If you're looking for a specific item, isn't it a lot easier just to sit in front of the computer or whip out your smartphone and search for it on eBay? You can find whatever you want, whatever you need. You always have these people that show up at garage sales. Let's say you put a sign up. Okay, I'm going to have a garage sale. It's going to start at 9 a.m. You always have those people that show up like an hour and a half early. Oh, I want to see what you have. Which is, you know, 9 o'clock is 9 o'clock, lady. But anyway, they show up because they might be looking for a specific item. No, just go to eBay. You can find anything on eBay. Baseball cards, all kinds of collectibles, any kind of antiques. People show up at these garage sales early because they're hoping that you, as the proprietor of the garage sale, is stupid. That you might have something of great value that you're going to sell to them for a quarter. That's got to be the dream of every person who shops at a garage sale. All right, we move on. Again, these are ways to earn extra money without leaving your house. The next one is teach lessons. Use your special skills to help boost your monthly income. Think about your talents. Do you play an instrument relatively well? Are you good at painting or sculpting? Are you exceptionally educated on a subject in school, such as English or algebra? If so, consider teaching lessons or tutoring. Kiplinger writes, you can earn $15 to $30 an hour tutoring individual kids or college students if you are good at a specific subject. All it takes is setting up a few flyers around schools, campuses, and community bulletin boards, and you'll be well on your way to extra cash each month. If you're an expert, yeah, you know what? I got a B-plus in algebra back in the fall of 77. I'm a tutor. No, that doesn't work. So if you have a specific expertise, you know, maybe if you're a retired teacher, that's a good idea. What about selling used books? That's right, those moldy old paperbacks from Jacqueline Suzanne out in the garage. There's a bonanza waiting to happen. If you have accumulated a large book collection over the years, figure out which ones you can sell, part with, and start selling them online. BookScouter.com is a great resource for selling books. All you have to do is type in your book's ISBN, and the site scans prices from more than 40 book buying sites to show you which ones offer the best prices. Have you held on to textbooks from your college days? According to Kiplinger, anticipate getting at least $20 or more for your college textbooks. Really? Amazon is another great place to sell textbooks, although they only pay with gift cards. Eventually, you could sell the gift cards to the other place. See, that it's all coming together. Eventually, you'll run out of books to sell, but that doesn't have to put an end to your book selling days. Offer to help your family, friends, and acquaintances who may be looking to get rid of their... You're going to become quite an annoyance. You have any books for me to sell? I'll sell your books. Run it like a consignment shop where you can get a cut of the earnings for doing the work. The next one, open an Etsy store. E-T-S-Y. You have to be really good at making something in order for this one to be a success. If you aren't crafty but are good at spotting vintage finds or unique craft materials, you can also set up an Etsy shop selling items such as antique buttons, vintage clothing, and fabrics. The Street writes that fees for listing and selling items are relatively low. It costs 20 cents to list an item, and Etsy keeps 3.5% of each sale. You can also sell items at Jewelry Wonder, where you need at least 30 items to open a free online store. You won't have any additional costs if you go through Jewelry Wonder. There's no setup fee, monthly or transaction fees, or listing or hosting fees. That's not a bad one at all. What that could, and actually, when I did see this story, I just checked out these bullet point topics, and I didn't know what Etsy was, so I went to the site. You can sell your crafted jewelry. So if you are a jewelry maker, and there are a lot of sites like this, if you are a crafter, think about what the craft show in your town is always like. You know, people make things, and some of this stuff is pretty, pretty nice. They always have it usually before the holidays or at different times during the year. There are these sites now where you can actually display your items and sell them to all over the world and make it decent amount of money off of it. That is a really, really good option for people that make quality crafts and are looking for a way to sell them. The next one, the final one, these are ways to earn money without leaving your home. Bring other people into your home, vis-a-vis rent a spare room. Do you have an extra room in your house that's sitting there unused? Consider renting it out. Since a mortgage or rent payment is typically people's biggest monthly expense, renting out a room could significantly reduce that burden. Forbes writes that if you rent a spare room for $400 a month, you can make an extra $4,800 per year. And how do they figure that out? Because the geniuses at Forbes could multiply 400 times 12. Think about that, folks. If you're considering this, make sure you draw up a lease agreement, even if you're renting out to a friend or family member. All right, do you want someone, not even the friend or family member, do you want a total stranger in your house? Do you want a total stranger using your bathroom? Using your kitchen? I don't know about that one. Some of the other ones are actually pretty smart. Are you selling used books? Really? I mean, how many, you know, you sell your used books, it's over with. The Etsy store, I think, is a great idea. The recycling thing, okay, fine. Teaching lessons, if you're qualified, also pretty good. You just have to be creative. There are ways to make money. But if you have to do it from the house, you have to do it creatively, you have to do it smartly, and you have to do it responsibly. Well, stay with us, because when we come back, the Guinness Book of World Records. I got a hold of one. It's pretty interesting. You are about to learn who has the longest tongue in the world. Amazing, is it not? I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend! Order in the court!
Do you watch professional football? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Big John played football for the Chicago Bears. He was in the first year of a lucrative two-year contract, but he was very unhappy. So after just 3 months with the Bears, Big John quit and went to the Miami Dolphins to play football. Now what happens? Can Big John legally be forced to play for the Chicago Bears? Or can he play for the Dolphins now that he's happy? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So can Big John be forced to play football for the Bears? No. But he may have to pay them damages for his breach of contract. Also, because he signed the contract with the Bears legally, he wouldn't be able to play a single down for the Dolphins. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that fidgeting can be good for you? Well, it's hard to believe, but it can. Maybe it'll even help you lose weight. Here's the biological and the social science of it. Fidgets are often accused of not paying attention. Others think fidgeters have a nervous condition. And kids who fidget and don't sit still, well, they may just get dosed. Nevertheless, it's impossible to sit still. An adult fidgeting is the equivalent of thumb sucking. But the only fact that can be attributed to fidgeting is that it burns calories. A simple fidget can burn from 100 to 800 calories a day. So if you're a fidgeter, stop worrying. And if your child fidgets, lay off. What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't be so quick to assume that fidgeting is a personality flaw. It may just mean a person is bored. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.